Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Joe to camera, Jen Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning, off and rolling. Final day of the month of June, and looking forward to turning the calendar to July when we get sports back. It's pretty cool. It really is. These months have been long and slow. But tomorrow, the Phillies go to spring training, and I'm excited about that. Of course, Matt Klintak commenting yesterday about a whole bunch of stuff related to the Phillies. JT Realmuto in particular standing out. We'll get into that. More Doug Peterson disrespect. NFL head coach is ranked by CBS Sports and Doug downgraded, as he often, unfortunately, is. We'll get into that and more with y'all today at 215-592-9494. Again, hop aboard at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, pal.
Did you know Saudi Arabia imports sand?
I did not know that.
They have to import it because, when I think of Saudi Arabia, I think of sand. I think of sand blowing everywhere. It's desert. That's what is there.
Right.
They have to import it because apparently their sand is poor quality sand for glass making.
Wow.
So they have to buy it from other sandy countries and bring it there to make their glass.
Quite remarkable.
It is.
That's a good little factoid.
Thanks.
It's a better factoid than me just missing two jump shots with a piece of paper going for two. Or one jump shot with two baskets.
More to it. Yeah. Two jump shots, yes, but also two trash cans, and you missed both miserably.
Can I just say for the audience that couldn't see
awful
this,
job.
I also couldn't see it. I couldn't see the trash can. We were like 10 seconds before our show.
But
I literally,
Joe, you know exactly where it is.
Well,
it's next to the door. Just throw it to the door, and it'll probably go close.
Thereabouts. But, I mean, come on now, man. All right, 215-592-9494. I got John.
Air balls.
Well, I couldn't see the hoop. Hey, at least unlike Ben, I tried. I gave it a shot.
I respect
that. I appreciate that. All right, let's get to it. CBS Sports with a ranking of NFL head coaches. And it's remarkable how consistently Doug Peterson is downgraded, primarily nationally, but also at times by some locally. If you don't know, CBS Sports with this ranking of NFL head coaches out of course training camp in about a month. And they've got Doug Peterson ninth amongst NFL head coaches. And it's just not on point. It's disrespectful. I mean, here's the deal. There are some very good coaches around Doug. And you can make a case this way, that way, here and there. But you got to move Doug up from nine. I mean, let me just give you the list, and then we'll get into some details and some analysis here. This is CBS Sports list. Number one, Bill Belichick. I think the whole world knows. Even the guy up in Pluto knows. Bill Belichick, number one. Number two, Andy Reid. Pretty fair assumption at this point as well. All right, three is when you can start having, I think, some discussion and debate. CBS Sports goes with John Harbaugh, three. Sean Payton, four. Let's bring in the young guys. Kyle Shanahan, five. Sean McVay, he's so good looking, number six. Mike Tomlin, seven.
You have a real hang up.
I do have a hang up on that.
You refuse to accept Sean McVay has this incredible aptitude for football.
Aptitude for football and good looks that the camera loves, and therefore people vote for him more.
He's got the photographic memory thing. He can tell you every play he's ever seen.
Bigger factors, he's got a photographic face, and that's why people consistently rank him above Doug. He's a better looking guy than Doug. Tomlin, seven. Pete Carroll, eight. Finally, we get to Doug Peterson, who's been in the playoffs 3 years in a row, won a Super Bowl 3 years ago at the Eagles at nine.
Where's Frank Reich?
And Mike Zimmer, number 10.
Why isn't Frank Reich in there?
Frank Reich's been an NFL head coach for, 2 years?
What about Mike Vrabel?
Vrabel's a good coach. Vrabel's a real
good coach.
How about
Bruce Arians? Bruce Arians should be in there.
I love Bruce Arians. John, where,
I mean, listen, I don't think I think this list is accurate. I think Doug could be bumped. I think, you know, if I am honest.
Bumped from the top 10?
Yes. If I'm honest, John. Doug's not in the top 10. If I'm a Philly fan, I say Super Bowl. Why is it that winning a Super Bowl guarantees that you're a good coach? I don't think it does. And I think we
It signifies need to a rethink. Remarkable accomplishment, John.
It signifies that we got hot when we needed to
got
get
hot. They went
hot.
They went 16-2.
And since we've been terrible.
In games that they
well,
actually
I shouldn't
tried.
Say terrible. They since went... we it's all been downhill from there. Hold on. Nick Foles won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Does that mean he's a Hall of Fame quarterback?
No, of course not.
Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl. Does that mean he's a great head coach?
I think he is a great head coach. Doesn't mean he's a Hall of Fame head coach.
Well,
but, John, you got
well,
him
why,
outside
no,
the top
hold on.
10.
Why is it that everyone, when asked if Doug's a good coach or a bad coach
yep.
or questions Doug,
yep.
everyone's response is Super Bowl. Everyone's response is playoffs 3 years in a row.
Well, sure.
It's not like, yeah, I loved what I saw from – you know, the team. I loved what I saw from the – well, I loved what I saw coming out of the gates last year with all the new designs and the way he really had control of the team's direction. Like, I feel as though the last couple years the team has been lost for the first half of the season, and that has to fall to someone. The team has not been focused coming out the gates, and – I think that's the head coach's job, right?
Well, yeah, for sure.
Doug, as the quasi-offensive coordinator, you know, that if we're going to examine his coaching chops, it didn't feel like there was any building upon the momentum and success that we had in 2017. In fact, it felt sort of like the opposite thing happened, that the rest of the NFL caught up with the RPO concept, and we stagnated. For the last two seasons, offensively, every week I was waiting for new ideas to be unveiled, and it just didn't seem to happen. It felt like we were satisfied with the status quo offensively, schematically speaking, and that has been a problem for me, and it's now become, I don't know, do I have deep-seated issues where I have, like, concerns with Doug and I don't believe he's all that you
oh,
crack
I know
him
you
up
don't.
To be?
I know you don't.
Yeah.
That's
yes. I question Doug. And when I make this list, I have no problem with Doug being 9. I think that's generous by the CBS list makers.
So when you say no problem, you mean you disagree with it, but you're happy as an Eagles fan, but you disagree
I'm
with it.
I'm happy as an Eagles fan. I think it's great that Doug's in the top 10. I don't think he should be.
Wow.
Well, look, I think Mike Vrabel has proven that he's a better head coach in a very short period of time, so you could say it's too small a sample size. Mm-hmm. I think Bruce Arians is a better head coach than Doug. I think Mike Zimmer – I bring up Mike Zimmer all the time. I think Mike Zimmer's a better coach than Doug.
Well, that's ridiculous.
And – I know Frank Reich is something special, and we are missing him desperately. I would put him above Doug based on what I saw from the Indianapolis Colts, offensively speaking, and the way they came together.
Well, look, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on this. I mean, Philadelphia sports is in many ways driven by the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles and the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. And here's one of our main guys, the head coach of the Eagles, in a national poll being ranked ninth amongst – not poll, in a national ranking by CBS Sports being ranked ninth amongst NFL head coaches. I think it's too low. Now, I'll tell you this. And where John's got him at 10, below 10, I think it's ridiculous. And you can weigh in at 215-592-9494, whether you think it's disrespectful to call Doug ninth, whether you think John's being disrespectful to have him outside the top 10. Here's where – John, here I'll speak from my own standpoint. Because to me, I've got a definitive top three, and then it gets a little tricky, and I think it's really close –
it is really.
Ultimately,
I think it's close to.
I'll say this. Ultimately, I've got Doug Peterson in the top six, number six amongst NFL head coaches. Now, here's the way I go. Number one, Belichick, for sure, obvious. Number two, Andy Reid. I feel good with that. I'll go for sure, obvious. Number three, Pete Carroll. I believe that is a for sure, obvious. I think Pete Carroll is a remarkable football coach. He proved it in college.
I have him.
He's proved it in
two.
The pros. All right. So Carroll, Reed, close, but Reed two, Carroll three. All right. To me, 4, 5, 6, and 7 is where you start entering coin flips amongst Tomlin, Doug, Harbaugh, and Peyton. Here's how I rank them up. John Harbaugh, number four. Mike Tomlin, he's done it for a decade and a half now, number five. Doug Peterson, number six. And I got to ding Sean Payton because he's had a Hall of Fame quarterback, Drew Brees, and he's played really amazing. And so while Sean Payton is a really good coach, he's number seven. Doug's
Sean
number
Payton,
six.
So Doug's a better coach than Sean Payton.
He hasn't had Drew Brees for years and years. Oh, hey, Drew Brees for 15 years. Wow.
Holy cow.
And, John, what's nonsensical
no,
is
CBS Sports.
No, it's nonsensical
to say Doug's a better coach than Sean Payton.
No, it's not. No, it's not, John. Yeah. And by the way, Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay, I mean, come on now.
Oh, got to get the young guns in there. Whoa, they're good-looking guys. I mean, give me a break.
It has
give me
nothing to do with how they look.
John, it does.
It has to do with how their offenses look. It has to do with the fact that their offenses innovate instead of stagnate. That's a huge deal.
Well, how would you explain the L.A. Rams offense going backwards last year?
Their quarterback.
Yeah, and their running back got hurt, right?
Is that Sean McVay's fault?
I'll tell you this.
That they drafted Jared Goff?
The innovation of the offense?
He's doing what he can to feed a dollar.
I don't disagree with you.
How to play football before every snap.
John, that's a big part of it.
That's what an incredible thing to saddle a bright young mind with. Hey, you got to tell your quarterback where to throw the ball before. Try to squeeze that in. Yeah, you got to call the plays, but you also have to try to coach your quarterback before every play.
Yeah.
And we know that they're doing
that.
But,
John, here's my thing, man. I just feel like your Doug, and it's out there because I know it's amongst the Eagles fans in part, and certainly it's out there nationally. The Doug disrespect is unbelievable. I mean, to me, here's what it comes down to. Playoffs 3 years in a row, that means three of his 4 years coaching the NFL. Now, is that 15 years like a Tomlin or Peyton? No. 20 years like Reed? No. And so you got to kind of balance this stuff out and figure out where you come down. But 3 of the 4 years he's been NFL head coach in the playoffs, including 3 in a row. Super Bowl. Not just a Super Bowl victory. Not just a remarkable Super Bowl victory in that game. A remarkable journey that season, including the quarterback getting knocked out, you know, various critical players getting injured. I mean, it was an incredible achievement. Now, let's talk about the last 2 years.
It was.
Last 2 years. Remarkable injuries the last 2 years, which, John, you consistently downgrade and or push aside. You're going to say, oh, every team gets injured, Joe. Everybody's injured by the end of the year.
They do.
Not like the Eagles have been.
Uh-huh.
Not like the Eagles have been. And by the way, one other big thing, and there's no doubt this is a biggie with Doug, that whole emotional intelligence thing that Jeffrey Lurie talked about all those years ago, it actually manifested with Doug. And it's the kind of thing that I believe helps them rally year after year in the face of adversity. Is he a perfect coach? No. Have they gotten out slow out of the gate the last 2 years? Yes. Have I been frustrated with that? Yes. Do I wish they had been 10-6 or better the last couple years and closer to elite? Of course. But again, the injuries, and yes, they did start out slow, and yes, that is a mark against Doug, and it's why I don't have him in the top five. But I feel very comfortable, John, with Doug Peterson number six, and I think you, and I'm curious where everyone's at 215-592-9494. John, I think when you, I mean, Arians, I'm a fan of Arians. I am. Reich, I got it. Vrabel, I get you. All really good coaches. But you, John, you and others consistently take for granted Doug Peterson as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.
What if, you know, you said something the other day, or maybe it was Jimmy. We were talking about Mike McCarthy, whether he was a good coach or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the jury's out on Mike McCarthy because we've only seen him as a head coach with Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback. So I think we're about to find out in Dallas if he's worth his salt or not. But Mike McCarthy has won a Super Bowl. It feels like it's been a long time.
It does.
And I think people do not respect Mike McCarthy the way that they do most Super Bowl winning head coaches.
I agree with you on that.
Is Doug more Mike McCarthy, or is Doug more one of these guys at the top of the list,
mm-hmm.
like a Pete Carroll,
mm-hmm.
like a guy who's won it and deserves the credit, or a guy who's won it because everything came together at the right time and had a magical quarterback performance?
Yes, it did. Doesn't some of it go back
I
to
believe,
the all shucks stuff, though? Not that he says all shucks, but the,
well, I don't,
the gosh
I,
golly.
I think that absolutely
the
has
gosh
something
golly stuff, right? I mean,
yes. I mean, he's come across as a guy who can be a doofus.
But I mean,
he's come across. Remember, he didn't just come across. The team didn't let him talk at the end of the 2016 season. We all knew Well, we didn't know for sure.
Yeah, he got mauled.
We expected that he would be fired if the Eagles didn't play well in 2017 and they went and won a Super Bowl. So that saved him. I think the questions remain. And what he has proven is that it's never been as good as it was that year.
Well, look, we'll see where everyone's at 215-592-9494. I mean, do you think, Doug, when you hear a list like this being ranked ninth, is he underrated? Is he overrated? I mean, I've got him sixth in the NFL. Again, I think it's real close, 4, 5, 6, and 7. I've got him sixth. John's got him outside the top 10. I believe that's disrespectful to Doug. And I do think, frankly, he is taken for granted here in Philly by not everybody, but a lot of people. Someone like John. Look, we'll see where you're at, 215-592-9494. We'll get into Clintack's comments on JT Realmuto and more. Again, Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, where do you rank Doug up? The disrespect is thick, unfortunately, on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.